This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Campaigning has intensified for the remaining phases of Lok Sabha polls as the Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held two rallies in Telangana. Addressing a public meeting at Vemula Wada in Karimnagar Lok Sabha constituency this morning, Mr. Modi attributed the credit for achievements of the NDA government during the past 10 years to the people. He said the vote given to him made the country a defence exporter from a defence importer and removed Article 370 from Kashmir. In Uttar Pradesh, many star campaigners of different political parties are canvassing for the party candidates today. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi today addressed a first political rally in Rai Bareli for this election. Targeting BJP, she said that the Saffron Party is misleading people, and if a party comes to power, then wages of ASHA workers, Anganwari workers and MG Narega workers will be doubled. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav today came down heavily on BJP in a rally in Shahjahanpur and said that the party does false promises. He will later address a political rally in favour of party candidates in Farukhabad also. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah also addressed a political rally in Lakhimpur Khiri district in favour of the party candidate and Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Ajay Mishra Teni. He appealed to the people to vote for BJP as this election is not only for making Narendra Modi third time Prime Minister but also to continue the welfare schemes of central government. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested four accused in a case related to trafficking of Indian nationals for combat roles in the Russian army. The CBI said that it has busted a major human trafficking network running across the country, targeting gullible youths on the pretext of lucrative jobs abroad. In the case, the CBI arrested the two accused who are residents of Kerala and two other accused in Mumbai. The agency said these traffickers have been operating as an organized network to lure Indian nationals through social media platforms and the local agents for highly paid jobs in Russia. As per CBI, the trafficked Indian nationals were trained in combat roles and deployed at front bases in the Russia-Ukraine war zone against their wishes. A case of human trafficking was registered against private visa consultancy firms and agents who were involved in the trafficking of Indian nationals to Russia. In Jammu and Kashmir, the cordon and search operation CASO launched in Poonch Forest after terrorist attack on an Indian Air Force IAF convoy in Shastar on the 4th of this month continued on the 5th consecutive day today. Army and police carried out search operations in areas surrounded by dense woods, including Sanai, Shastar, Gursai Top and Shindhara areas of Poonch. Air India Express has cancelled more than 80 flights and scores of flights have been delayed as a section of cabin crew members have reported sick to protest against certain policies of the airline management. An Air India Express spokesperson said the airline is engaging with the cabin crew members to understand the reasons for reporting sick and also apologized for the flight disruptions. Several Air India Express flight services from the four international airports in Kerala have been disrupted since last night as many cabin crew employees of the carrier have collectively taken sick leave. Meanwhile, the Civil Aviation Ministry has called for a report from Air India Express regarding cancellation of flights and asked them to resolve issues promptly. Sources said the ministry has also asked them to ensure facilities to passengers as per DGCA norms. Kerala government has instructed all districts to remain vigilant following reported cases of West Nile fever in three districts of the state. Health Minister Veena George confirmed that the fever transmitted by Culex mosquito has been identified in Thrissur, Mallappuram and Kozhikode districts. The minister directed all districts to take necessary measures for mosquito control and urged the public to seek immediate treatment if experiencing symptoms such as headache, vomiting, muscle aches and itching. She emphasized that symptomatic treatment and prevention are crucial in addressing the spread of the fever as there is currently no medicine or vaccine available against the virus. The fever was first detected in Kerala in 2011. And that is the end of this news bulletin.